There are a couple of libraries in our area that are working on expanding, including the Siloam Springs Public Library. Last week, the Board of Directors voted unanimously for the Option A conceptual design for the new library. One of the characteristics that distinguishes this design from the other two options is an inverted roof. Holland Hayden, Communication Director for the City of Siloam Springs, says now that a design has been selected, they can move forward with the next step in creating this future structure. The current library has a number of issues that will be resolved with the new building.
Currently, it sits in a floodplain. It is all glass, basically. All the windows are glass, and they're just running out of room. They're running out of a lot of room for programming, for material storage, for everything. The library is just way too small.
This project is the result of a partnership between the city and the nonprofit group Friends of the Siloam Springs Library. The city provided the site for the new building as well as the parking lot across the street. The green space used to be the site of the old hospital, which has since been torn down. While the parking lot is across the street from where the new library will be located, Hayden says they will have ADA-compliant parking on the same side of the street as the library. In addition to the site, the city has also given $2 million to the project. It's now up to the Friends of the Siloam Springs Library to raise the remaining $2 million. Hayden says the new library will be more than twice the size of the current one. The new building will be 18,500 square feet, and while that's larger than the old building, it's less than the 22,000 square feet design that was discussed at one point.
The reason for that is because we wanted to make sure that the finishings and everything that was inside the library was of really high quality. If the space is laid out correctly, 18,500 is still going to be above and beyond the need for space in this library, again, as long as it's laid out properly and it's utilized correctly.
Hayden says the new library will have areas for teens and children, as well as a back porch and an outdoor reading room. For more information, you can visit siloamsprings.com/departments/library.